Picket fence.
Picket fence.
Picket fence. Mm-hmm. That's what your dad called it. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful when it was new.
Mm-hmm.
It just set this place off.
Mm-hmm. I bet it was. Would you have maybe something like a picket fence, except taller than a picket fence that you might have around your chicken yard?
Yeah, I don't know what you'd call that, though.
You ever heard people call it?
We don't raise chickens anymore. I don't know. Just buy what
we never did fix this one of them. What are they supposed to be called?
Well, I've heard them called paling fence.
Oh, yeah, I know about palings.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that something that you might have around your chicken yard?
Yeah, so any length that it'll get past a little picket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about nowadays you see a lot of wire fences around? What types of wire fences would you have on a farm?
Maybe barbed wire and electric wire and regular field fence wire.
There's several different kinds of wires.
I've heard people talk about hog wire. What is that?
Hog wire, that's that high wire like this, regular field wire.
Mm.
It's got places where a hog or pig can't go through it.
Mm-hmm. Before you had
this. It's either hog wire or field wire.
Yeah. Before you had wire fences, what kind of fences would you have around your field?
Rail
fence. What'd those things look like?
I spit. Don't tell how many thousand. We like guys and boys, they said that we split enough them things to fence a quarter of a mile.
Is that right?
10 feet, 10 rails high. Mm-hmm. You know what they look like, though, don't you?
Well, some of them.
They like this way, you know, and cross this way.
Oh, kind of crisscross. Zigzag,
well,
maybe?
Just catch the end of them enough to hold.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Uh-huh.
And then the others like this, right on down.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? Did you have to cut out a notch in them so they'd fit together right there in the end?
Just take them, just whatever they was.
Yeah.
Like that there, right there. Just lay it on top of it.
Yeah.
Just come down.
Yeah.
This way.
What kind of wood did you...
Pine.
Use pine for those rail fences?
We used to go out in the woods back here and cut down long. Back then we had plenty of yellow pine. They call it yellow-bodied pine.
Yeah.
It's split easy and it's long yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The heart of it was yellow.
Mm-hmm.
We cut down long and we cut it off in 10-foot places. Dad always on 10-foot rails.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it off and you'd take an axe and cut your piece 10 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Take axe here and take, you had a thing, they called it a mole, they beat it with.
Yeah.
Piece of hickory about this big round, about that long. That is the main body of the hickory.
Mm-hmm.
Then they take the pith of it, cut out a handle about this long, but just growed into that of them and just cut it down and cut off that away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you mole with.
Yeah.
And then you take your axe and put it right here and bump it that mold, crack the end of this log.
Mm-hmm.
And that iron wedge you drove right in here, right close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had some wooden wedges made out of a dogwood that was shaped like this.
Mm-hmm.
A little sharp end down here and come up to about that wide at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You just take them and go back down that, you beat it over, you'd fold apart. And you do the two halves the same way. Make rails about that big. Most of them be in this shape.
Mm-hmm. Sound like it'd be a pretty sturdy fence.
It's a sturdy fence and a good fence, but then 10 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of manual work.
Okay. I imagine it took you a while to put up a fence like that.
And we could, me and my dad and brother, we would get out there and cut and work all day. We'd spend about 500 of them a day, 500 rails.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, out of one cut of log, you'd get 8 or 10, 12, 14 mm-hmm. rails.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd have to cut them down.
They made out of pure heart lumber, too.
Then haul them over, clean them right away before they're going to put the fence and put it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were talking about barbed wire fences a minute ago. When you put those things up, you know, you have to dig your holes and put in your... What do you call those things that you
post?
Yeah, the post. Now, how many of those things did it take for a good barbed wire fence?